This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The Missouri Supreme Court threw out the Senate redistricting map, leaving senators questioning whether to file early or not. Becky May has more from Jefferson City.
Candidate filing dates for federal, state, and county offices officially started Tuesday morning despite two efforts to postpone the Senate filing date. One Republican senator proposed a month-long delay for Senate candidates to file. However, Republican floor leader Tom Dempsey says the process for this bill requires more time than they had.
It's not possible with the House being out of session. The Speaker can't sign the bill, so it's really moot.
In a final attempt to push back the opening date by 15 days, a lawsuit was filed to the Cole County Circuit Court. The Circuit Court Judge Dan Green denied the request. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Becky May.
The Missouri Supreme Court also heard arguments Monday in a lawsuit challenging the new state house redistricting map. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the map's opponents raised similar objections as those who've challenged the congressional and state Senate district maps drawn up last year.
Like the Senate map, plaintiffs argued that the six-judge panel that drew up the House map did so behind closed doors and thus violated the state's Sunshine Law. Robert Hess, one of the attorneys defending the map, said the panel was not subject to the Sunshine Law.
The Appellate Judicial Commission, they don't meet the definition of a public governmental body. They were a judicial body exercising a legislative function, and that's not something that's covered by the Sunshine Law.
Plaintiffs also claim the districts in the State House failed to meet the state's compactness requirement. Hess countered that there is no such thing as a perfect map and that this one is constitutional. Missouri's High Court will rule on the case later. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Union Pacific Railroad plans to spend almost $40 million to improve tracks and other fixtures in central and eastern Missouri. The project calls for replacing more than 60 miles of rail and improving the surfaces of 55 road crossings. Union Pacific also plans to replace over 10 switches that move trains from one track to another. The work affects Union Pacific tracks between Jefferson City and the Franklin County town of Labadie and is scheduled to be done by July. And a central Missouri woman has admitted embezzling more than $540,000 from two former employers and failing to pay taxes on the stolen funds. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 52-year-old Kelly Lee Steiner of Jefferson City pleaded guilty Monday in federal court. Steiner was an officer of Jefferson Bank from 1999 to late 2008. In her guilty plea, she admitted to embezzling over $480,000 from the bank and from the personal checking account of the bank's president. She also admitted embezzling $54,000 from Modern Business Systems in Jefferson City when she worked for the business services company. Prosecutors said Steiner used some of the stolen money to pay her personal credit card bills and her children's college expenses. A sentencing date will be set later. The Missouri State Auditor says the FBI is investigating a state-created insurance company for making political donations. Sarah Duffy has more from Jefferson City.
Missouri State Auditor Tom Swike audited the Missouri Employers Mutual Insurance Company, which was created to provide small businesses workers' compensation for a reasonable cost. The audit found employee incentives that included golf trips were excessive and unreasonable. Swike says it's up to the legislature to decide what is next.
For public employees, you can't get incentive payments. So if this falls more in the public realm than in the private realm, any of those incentive payments would have been inappropriate. And that's something we want the legislature to take a look at.
The audit also revealed $8,000 in political donations to the Missouri Democratic Party. Swike says the FBI is investigating these donations. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Sarah Duffy.
An Oscar award-winning documentary will be among the films being offered at this year's True-False Film Festival. KBIA's Raymond Tungekar has more.
The film Undefeated, which took home Best Documentary at this year's Academy Awards, will be screened twice during the festival. Speaking on KBIA's Intersection, True False co-founder David Wilson said that he was taken by the film early on.
For me, it's just exactly the kind of movie I want to sink into and enjoy and revel in. And so we invited it then, and it's been really fun to watch its path.
The film follows the players and coach of a high school football team in North Memphis. Directors Dan Lindsay and T.J. Martin are expected to attend both screenings. Polina Malikan serves as the Education and Outreach Coordinator for True False. She says that ability for audiences to interact with a film's director is what really makes the festival a worthwhile experience. The True False Film Fest kicks off this Thursday and runs through Sunday. Raymond Tungekar, KBIA News.
Major League Baseball's first black coach has been inducted into the Hall of Famous Missourians. The late Buck O'Neill, who played first base for the Kansas City Monarchs and went on to become a leading ambassador for Negro Leagues baseball, was praised by former Kansas City Royals player Frank White and others during a ceremony on Monday. The bronze bust of O'Neill will now be included in a display at the Capitol. O'Neill died in 2006 at the age of 94. He played 11 seasons with the Monarchs and was later hired as a scout by the Chicago Cubs, who made him the first black major league coach in 1962. He became a scout for the Royals in the late 80s and raised money for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. A Missouri woman says she deserves a reward for turning in a British man suspected of pulling off a $1.6 million heist in 1993. A lawyer for 25-year-old Jessica King says she is pursuing a $158,000 reward offered for information leading to the arrest of Edward Mayer, who is suspected of robbing an armed car in Britain and then disappearing for 19 years. Lawyer Brandon Potter says King feels she's entitled to the reward. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.